This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, I'm Amber Benson, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hey, everybody, this is Christelle Alonso, and I am boldly going where no man has gone before. Or maybe they have. I don't know what kind of life you live. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
There's something between us. It wasn't something I was looking for. It's just powerful.
You don't have to be brave. And I still love you.
You always make me feel special. How do you do that?
Magic.
I trust you.
It's not like anything that we've ever...
I trust you. Can we just skip it? Can you just be kissing me now?
I am, you know. What? Yours.
No, I understand. You have to be with the person you love.
I am.
Amber Benson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Joy 94.9 needs a new transmitter, so donate now. I know that Allison and I both feel like it was really important to be part of this sort of iconic couple. We were the first long-term lesbian relationship on network television in the States, and doing something like that and getting letters from young people all over the world saying, I didn't kill myself because of this relationship, that I saw that there was somebody like me and it was okay to be who I am. I mean, that it's not, you're not an actor anymore. Mm. At that point, you're like connected to these kids. You feel for them. You're in their corner. You want them to feel good about who they are. You want them to understand that if you find somebody you love, period, you are just lucky. It doesn't matter, you know? You are wonderful as you are. A click and we're good to go.
Good to go. You didn't even notice it.
Nope. Didn't feel a thing. Painless, almost.
I know. And to think, what they do is they give you a sweetie normally when you don't even notice it. So when we have our vaccinations here in Australia, they like to give a lolly or a candy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should get vaccinated while I'm here. They're giving out candy. I ate all the turned down candy. They had chocolates on because they have double beds in the room, and there was two sets of chocolates. I was like, well, there's nobody else in here.
Yeah.
So, God, the chocolate's just going to waste. I really should just eat all the pieces. Yeah. I don't want to let it go to waste. It's chocolate. It's very important.
It is. And we've had the chocolate season, haven't we? It's still going. We're all coming down. I was wondering why I was feeling a bit sort of blah this morning. I thought, it's because I haven't had any chocolate today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so Amber Benson, welcome to the show. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Oh, it is lovely to be with you.
It is great. It is great to have you there here in Australia. You might as well be on the other side of the world pretty much from Melbourne. Perth is a long way away, but...
Yeah.
Still.
I have a lot of friends in Melbourne and Sydney. So when I said I'm coming to Australia, everyone's like, come here. We're going to take you there. And I'm like, I'm going to Perth and Adelaide. I'm not going to be near you guys.
Oh, is there a reason why you didn't do Melbourne?
They invited me to come out for Perth and Adelaide.
Oh, so, okay.
Right. So I'll have to come back and do Melbourne and Sydney again. Both cities I love.
Yes, of course. You love Melbourne the most.
It's
the weather.
Awesome.
It's the weather.
It's so wonderful. I feel like it's so artistic and there's so many interesting people there. And all my arty, awesome friends that I have are in Melbourne and they're lovely.
But of course, we've got you here on Sci-Fi and Scream, which is marvelous, for Joy 94.9. We're the only LGBTIQ station that runs and broadcasts 24
Woo-hoo!
Hours in Australia.
Yay!
And of course, the big question is for you and for many of those Buffy fans that still exist out there. There's still a growing number of new ones coming through, new generations of Buffy fans.
Yep.
And the question is, of course, the Tara character.
Aww.
Tara McClay is possibly one of the most popular characters, I would say, in the whole genre of Buffy. And also, judging from my Facebook page going off last night with all my friends, still very, very relevant and very important to people of the community. So how do you feel about being such an icon of lesbianism on television?
I feel like I'm very lucky. You know, I know that Allison and I both feel like it was really important to be part of this sort of iconic couple. We were the first long-term lesbian relationship on network television in the States. And doing something like that and getting letters from young people all over the world saying, I didn't kill myself because of this relationship, that I saw that there was somebody like me and it was okay to be who I am. I mean, that it's not, you're not an actor anymore. Mm. At that point, you're like connected to these kids. You feel for them. You're in their corner. You want them to feel good about who they are. You want them to understand that if you find somebody you love, period, you are just lucky. It doesn't matter, you know? Like, you are wonderful as you are. And it's changing and it's getting better in this world, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the States, we're still fighting to get, you know, same-sex marriage all over the United States, and it's a fight, and it makes no sense to me that we live in 2015 and we're not there yet. It's not cool.
It's not, and it's really the pressure seems to be mounting. What the situation of religious exemption, the Indiana pizza situation.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, isn't it?
It blows my mind. When you think about, you know, religion and Christianity specifically, I think of, you know, Jesus, who says you treat people, the downtrodden, the poor, the Mary Magdalenes of the world, you know, people that you treat them with respect and you treat them the way that you want to be treated. You don't abuse and dominate and control and put them in the corner. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think true Christians don't treat people that way. That's my take on it. I'm sort of freeform, spiritual, whatever. You know, but I feel like, you know, if you really want to be a Christian, you turn the other cheek, you treat people the way you want to be treated, you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, it's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, you would think so, yeah. And I mean, it does make sense that would be the way you do things, is exactly that. But of course, with the news that came through early hours of this morning here in Australia of US President Barack Obama condemning psychiatric therapies.
Yeah.
Designed to repair gay and lesbian transgender youth. What a wonderful statement he's made. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's insane that those things exist, period.
Mm.
There is nothing wrong with being LGBTQ. Nothing. Mm. You are just like everybody else. There's nothing wrong with it. You are just like everybody else.
Exactly.
You know?
He's quite an amazing man, and it's a great understatement.
I'm a big fan. I think we will look back on his presidency and we will see that he did a lot of really amazing things. I phoned people to try and get them to get out to vote. Mm. I was on his from the very beginning. I'm just a big fan of what he's done. I think it's really important stuff.
Now, getting back to Buffy, of course, and being on the Joss Whedon team, what was that experience like for you?
It was really wonderful. I mean, when you get a script every week that's smart and well put together, and the characters are unique and well written, and the dialogue is mind-blowingly good and funny, it's not like going to work. It's like it's like a dream job. It's like, oh, I'll do this forever. This is awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. And with the Avengers 2 coming up and everything, makes everybody a fan, I think, even comic book fans. Who can't be a fan? Looking at the music, of course, because I was going over the, Once More With Feeling episode. It's incredibly popular even now. And you provided the vocals for a lot of the songs, which is amazing. You have a fabulous voice.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
What was that like as well, being involved in a musical of all things?
It was amazing. I was like, every episode's going to be a musical episode. And they're like, no, it's not. Because it's really hard to do a musical. You know, we would shoot a traditional episode in 8 days. And we did our 8 days for the musical. And then for the next, like, few months, we were doing reshoots and adding things and, you know, going back and picking up stuff. I mean, every few days, they'd knock on my trailer door and hand me the corset to put on again. I'm like, never, no, I can't escape. But it was, I think it's my favorite episode, and I think we did well. We commended our, my brain isn't working. I'm a little jet lagged, but we did okay. We did well by it, I think.
No, it's probably one that you can watch again and again, certainly, and get enjoyment out of it and all the characters. You guys just seem to, even though you've done all that work, you seem to still, you feel that love that you have for the show.
Yeah, I think it was one of those rare things where you're not just acting on a TV show. You're doing something that kind of transcends, especially with the Willow-Tara relationship. To me, that just, you don't get to do stuff like that every day. It's a real, a real rare thing to actually try and change the world from the inside out a little bit, which is what Joss was doing.
And of course, it gets to that elephant in the room, you know what I mean. Of course, the passing of Tara, that was just one of those heartbreaking moments in television history, I think.
Yeah. I was like, does she have to die? Can't she just lose an arm? One arm Tara running around.
Or an eye patch.
Exactly.
Eye patches is cool, or sexy, I think. And you could do the pirate then. You could do pirate instead of Xander doing the eye patch, matching eye patches.
but I think, I don't think Joss quite understood what was going to be the outcome of that happening. I think he was, and I believe this 100%, he was dealing with it from a story point of view.
Yeah, you can sense that.
It was addiction, and the only way Willow was going to hit bottom and come back was to lose the most important thing in her life, which was Tara. Granted, like I said, had he known the outcry, I don't know if he would have done it, but I think he wanted them to be real people, and he wanted to be free to tell their story how he saw fit. And as much as it saddened me and I didn't want to go, I also understood from a story perspective why it had to happen.
Yeah, and remarkable. And even watching it now, many years later, it's still, no dry lesbian eyes in my room at home. Don't worry, it's all right. We do understand it's fiction, but it does strike.
It was pretty rough. Mm. I can't disagree with you on that. Mm. Pretty intense. I don't like to watch it.
Oh, okay. Fair
My
enough.
Mom definitely doesn't want to watch.
Oh, of course. Now, do you have any more plans to? I know you do direct and make and produce your own films.
I do.
How is that going? You got any plans there for more?
I just directed a short film. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of. I had, Adam Bush and I directed a feature together called Drones a few years ago. It was on the Netflix and the Showtime and stuff like that. But I really am interested in action and horror, and that's stuff I like to watch. And so this is a action horror short film. So it was my entree into that world. It was really fun. It was very lady oriented, and we had a really good time. And then I'm writing the follow up to my last book, which is called The Witches of Echo Park, and it definitely has some LGBTQ characters in there. And
cool.
Yeah, I'm very, I feel like those, it's written about my friends. It's basically, I wanted to write about the relationships I have with the women in my life and how important they are, and how that is not always addressed in fiction, And so I'm like, well, what better way to do that than to put them in a coven and force them to deal with each other? But, my friends are really varied, they're you know, they're LGBTQ, they're straight, they're, you know, some are married, some are not, some have kids, some don't. We all come from different walks of life, and, you know, I wanted to write about them, the diversity of my lady friends.
Mm. Oh, sounds awesome. And we do need that, because I think basically, yeah, we're seeing a lot of push that's happening globally against women and young girls, and just...
Yes.
Feeling good about themselves and being represented as well in
and being real characters.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the beauty of Buffy, was that Tara and Willow, regardless of their sexual orientation, were real people.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And you can say what you want about the end and how awful that was, but what came before was transcendent. It was really special and important, and it was necessary. You know, and I feel it's like that for the LGBTQ community. It's like that for women as a whole. We're still not there, and we have to keep making inroads in a world that is not geared for us.
Absolutely. I can't add more to that. So, of course, you're going to be at Oz Comic Con Perth this weekend, which
I
is
am.
Like now. Is it the first time in Perth, or...?
Yeah, this is I've been around. I've done a bunch of these things. So I'm trying to get to every aspect of Australia, every chunk of Australia.
And so you're going to be on a panel with Emma Caulfield, which is awesome.
Yes, Emma.
Yay.
Fantastic. I adore her.
Yeah, she's fabulous. I was watching some 90210 the other night.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Late, and there she was. I was like, oh, wow.
She's a baby.
Yes. Still there, though. It was very, okay. Very. There was some Anya coming through. I could see it.
Well, she's so funny. I think that's what people forget, is that she's such a comedian. Like, she makes you laugh. She's got that screwball comedian quality, that Carol Lombard, you know.
She does, yeah.
She really does. I adore that in her.
Can't. Well, it's good to catch up with friends like that as
it
well.
Is.
And then you're both going to Adelaide too?
Yes.
For Oz Comic Con?
Yes. You guys will not be able to get rid of me.
I'll be. You're so close to Melbourne, you see. It's not fair.
I know. I gotta go hop a plane and visit. I feel bad. I have friends that live in Mortialloc.
Oh, right.
And I was talking to them on the phone, and Margaret was like, well, just let us know if you end up just coming over for a couple hours. If it's on a, you know, one day in Melbourne.
You might have to just Skype it.
I know. It's such a bummer.
All right. We'll talk to those powers that be, of course, and hopefully we'll see you here maybe next year for Oz Comic Con or something.
Oh, I would love that. Let's put that out into the world.
That's out there now. Well, it will be in a couple of hours. Look, I want to thank you so much for speaking to us. But before you're allowed to go, I'm getting possessive now. I wonder if you could do a station ID for us.
Yes, of course.
Fabulous. That'll be great.
Sci-fi and Squeam.
Squeam. Yeah, with a Q. S-Q. Squeam. On Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Amber Benson, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Cool. And I wonder if you do another little special thing, and that is we need a transmitter, a new transmitter. Our one's breaking down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amber Benson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Joy 94.9 needs a new transmitter, so donate now.
Beautiful, awesome, you're great, lovely, but you know that. And also, so you really do like horror. I want to see you make a horror film feature.
Oh, I am dying to do that. That is, I'm a horror nut, so.
Cool.
Working on it.
Yeah, keep going.
Well,
keep going.
It was lovely chatting with you. And
Thank you.
I'm going to go and maybe take a nap. Oh, it's only 10:30. Oh, man.
No.
I got up at 2 this morning. The jet lag got me.
Well, I'll let you have a rest, certainly. You deserve it. And good luck with Perth, Oz Comic Con, and Adelaide. Thank you so much, Amber Benson, for speaking to us here on Sci-Fi and Squeam and Joy 94.9. Great. Have
right.
a good one. Take
you
care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Matt from Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
I'm a late boy.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
This is Owen Pallett, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Ashley C. Williams, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt Kennedy. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Enjoy it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community
radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The Neon Spectrum, an upcoming new feature by the Best Film Award winner of the 2013 Queer Film Festival, Liga Liga. To support, please visit the Neon Spectrum on Facebook.
Life's a show, and we all play our part. And when the music starts, we open up our hearts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.